You might want to know why I'm talking like this. Well, I got some snuff in my bottom lip. We open with this spot called 95 The Mix, Teach Big R to Speak Southern. This is one of the funnier bits that I did with Bill Tillery, my best friend. After that, we return to the regular podcast.
Hey, Bill, can you teach me how to speak Southern?
Sure, Randy, I can do that. But the first thing you got to do is get a dip of snuff in your bottom lip, and you sound kind of like this.
All right, just a second. Hi, this is Big R speaking. You're listening to 95 The Mix, a birthday celebration.
Oh, baby, you got it. Now you need some Southern fried
it's
chicken.
It's going on, isn't it? It's going on.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to episode number 35 of Accessibility Moving Forward. This is a tribute to Bill Tillery. We have assembled the crew of Accessible Devices. Remember that podcast? In this podcast, we're going to talk about Bill Tillery. Stick around. I'm sure you will enjoy it. A lot of laughs coming up now.
One of the things that I always remember and admired about Bill was the strength of his personality. Bill was the kind of guy that if you were to see Bill marching in a parade, and everybody in the parade was marching left, right, left, right, but Bill was marching right, left, right, left, you would know immediately that everybody else in that parade was out of step because Bill couldn't be out of step.
Yeah, that's right.
If you ask him, he'd tell you that.
Yeah, he would.
Well, he didn't pull any punches. He said what he thought.
He did, and the interesting part was most of the time he was right.
I do have to say that when we podcasted together, all of us, I did a total of, between guest appearances and all of the podcasts together, including Accessible Devices and Accessibility Moving Forward, I probably had close to 100 podcasts with him, I think, all totaled.
Wow, that's a lot.
is a lot of talk. We podcasted from many different chairs from a couple of different houses, and we've moved across country, and oh my gosh, it's been a heck of a ride. I can tell you that he and I never had a crossword.
Recording date, April the 23rd, 2012. On this podcast, we're going to talk about communications. How do we communicate with each other in the 21st century? We'll touch on a few of these. And now, let's start communicating.
Oh, shut up, Randy.
Direct to L calling CQ. Direct to L calling CQ New York. Anyone on the air?
And now, a little older, and certainly not wiser. Who wrote that? Parker Waddington and Terry Borden, ladies and gentlemen.
Let me loosen up my thumb screws a little bit here.
You need your thumb screws loosened.
I got a lot of screws loose, believe me.
Well, you sure do.
Hey, shut up, Randy.
Shut up, Terry. And while we're at it, shut up, Parker.
Gentlemen, behave.
Okay, did I get rid of my hum?
Yeah.
I don't want to put you guys in the corner again.
We are beautiful now. We're golden.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sounding okay.
You sound great.
You sound great, Parker.
What a team.
Yeah, a very loose-knit team.
Well, this is definitely a comedy group.
It sure is. But
well,
the main thing,
Bill, we beat you.
We got it all working now again. Welcome to Accessibility Moving Forward, ladies and gentlemen. And I'd like to tell you guys that I want to name this podcast Vacant Chair because I have podcasted with many, many podcasters. The best, I think. Unfortunately, I've got Parker Waddington and Terry Borden with me.
Watch it.
So guys, I want you to meet Daniel Jerba, and we have Parker Waddington from Accessible Devices and Terry Borden from the same podcast. Welcome, guys. I'm glad to have you here.
Hey, well, Daniel. You. Very nice to meet you.
Likewise, Parker. And nice to meet you, Terry. And
yeah, Randy, nice to meet you, Dan.
By the way, Randy, it's Gervais, not Gervais.
Gervais.
Yeah.
He can't get anything.
You're podcasting with Randy, and he can't even pronounce your name.
Well, that's horrible.
He's Canadian, so
oh, yeah.
It's...
Oh, yeah. We liked misspelling our names, eh? It's French. Yeah, it's Gervais, not Gervais.
So you pronounce it Gervais, right?
Yeah.
Well, so actually, I was right.
Well, to be exact, we pronounce it Gervais. That's how it's pronounced in French, but in English, it's Gervais.
I can barely pronounce my own name.
Rusnak.
Yeah. We know.
There you go.
I always call him Roughneck.
Some sad news to report, and I've told you guys this on every podcast so far. We're doing a tribute to Bill Tillery because, unfortunately, he passed on 11/11 of 21. So this is a tribute to Bill. I can't think of anything to say, so we're ending this podcast. No, I'm just kidding.
Wow.
So what our scope is, we're going to just talk a little bit the fun that we had with him, and I will interject some things that we did from accessible devices and accessibility moving forward. We're going to have as good a time as we can right now, and we sure do miss him. We just had a good time when we started casting.
Well, he had that subtle sense of humor that he kind of bring out every once in a while.
I will show you guys some subtle, there we go, humor from him. One of the spots that I'd like to show you guys was when Bill had problems with his cable system, and he tried to explain that. Do you guys remember all the gyrations he went through to get his cable working?
Yeah, I kind of vaguely do, yeah.
Well, here's a clip. I want you guys to enjoy this, and this is how Bill dealt with the cable company in his area.
Separately, they're only worth about 1 minute of jokes each week. Together, there's so much more.
This whole Skype deal that is driving me crazy on Windows 7, I cannot control it at all. And I do not know why. It is at full volume right now. And I've dealt with this since I reinstalled it at some, you know, I've had issues with this sound card for a while. And all of a sudden, this just thing, nothing I do controls it. I had a sighted friend over here with me Thursday, and we sat down and tinkered with the thing for a while. We can't change it from, I have to put on a headset to even hear you. I think this is all a creative X-Fi card issue, to tell you the truth, Randy, and I don't know. I've done everything I know to do to compensate for it. Of course, I've dealt with Dell different times on it. Now they want me to restore my computer to its original factory settings and start over. If I can ever get them out here to correct my internet problem, so which stable I'm going to use it. Well, I've had an internet problem for 4 weeks, and just there are vines growing up the utility pole, and it's wrapped around the power lines and the cable line. And what it's doing is, when the wind blows, it shakes the vines, it shakes the line, that rattles the filter that disconnects my internet.
It's choking off his signal.
That's not bad enough. If the sun shines and dries up the cables, they shrink against it dries up the vines. They shrink against the cable and disconnect my internet.
I told you he was being attacked by wild vines.
Yesterday and Saturday it was down more than it was up. Seriously, I mean it just, you know. And I finally called him back yesterday afternoon. I said, look. Guy was out here Wednesday night. I went to a DOCSIS 3 modem. I upgraded to a 25 megabyte speed. I've done everything. Did he even put in an appointment for, you know, a work order for a line tech to come out here? She said, yes, he did, but it could be 7 to 10 days. So the best time for me to use the internet appears to be between midnight and 6 a.m. You'll be sitting here. And when the sun reaches a certain point in the sky, if it's shining on the vines, you can forget it. You're gone. You're choked.
Is there a strangling sound before you get disconnected?
No, there's nothing. Tarzan doesn't even yell. It just goes away. It just goes away.
Shit. I told you, he's got a whole internet saga.
But that, you know, as I said, I can't even get Scott to release... Either that or the sound card, I can't even get it to come over my speaker. You guys to come over my speakers. I have to put on a headset to hear you, but I'm talking on a console mic because it's not going through the other mic.
Now, Randy, is his volume gradually coming up?
Yeah.
And see, that's what happens. It's an AGC issue, and I don't know if it's Skype, even though I've got it, just like you said, I've got it unchecked. You know, don't touch my volume. Don't control my speaker, my input or my output volume. And it'll eventually climb the ladder, you know.
That's what it's doing, gradual.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's been a fun experience. I've had Charter out here five times in the last two weeks.
He's on a first-name basis with Larry the Cable Guy.
Absolutely.
Later. Now, after coming out of that, Bill, we're going to speak with you for a minute. You've heard Bill's internet blues, and I want you to hear Bill now the way he really sounds, and you will be totally amazed. Go ahead, Bill.
This is a real man. I'm on the internet with everyone. I'm so glad to be back.
I'm gonna just leave that in here. Just, you know, let them hear just what a fool you really are. Okay, there's one. Another time Bill came on back in 2010 on our podcast. And that time there was the three of us. It was Terry, myself, and Parker. And we invited him to come onto the cast, do a little talking. And he was so nervous. You remember that, you guys, how nervous he sounded?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I've never heard Bill nervous before. And I think it was rather funny. Give this one a listen.
Yeah, you don't hear him nervous very often. He was.
He got over it real quick.
Do you remember what podcast you came aboard?
Wasn't it 12?
It was. That's what I thought too, but you know what? It was 10.
You're kidding me.
Nope. Podcast 10. I always thought 12 too, and I was looking at the Guerra show that we were on a couple of years ago.
Right.
And it was, that was back in like 2009. God, can you believe that?
Gee. No, I cannot believe that.
Yeah, and you came aboard Podcast 10 because we talked about it. Do you remember how nervous you sounded on...
Yes, I was appalled at myself for being that nervous for 30 years. I could not believe I had gotten that intimidated by something that I had done for so long. You know, I was just really surprised. And I think it was the fact that you guys are my heroes, and I wanted to do well and impress you with all of my lack of knowledge and skills, and did that quite well. And so after that, I was not nervous anymore.
Well, what the funny part of it was, looking back at the way we recorded so many years ago, I'm surprised that we have stayed on, period. Some of the recordings were horrid.
They were, but they were, you know, even though given some of that in its reality, they were also very timely and informative. And hit a spark with people, and I think part of it was that fact that here's some guys really trying to provide what we need and being funny about it too, and I think it hit the right note.
But they still listen.
Well, it got better. It got smoother.
When we first started out, we were all scared. Then when you came on, you were shaking in your boots. It was so funny. I'm gonna play this clip. And you were scared. And I don't think anybody knew it except, you know, those that were working with you, you know.
I'm sure. Well, I'm Bill Tiller, and I am the fourth member, and I really feel privileged to be a part of the team. I was surprised when Parker sent me the invitation, and I'm a force from the South, so I take all the abuse for being Southern. usually from Randy Rustick for the most part, but you know, I found out two great things about Randy, and then I found out they were both lies, so I don't know what else to say about him. But
no, I don't say anything. We don't want to talk about those two lies.
But I really am looking forward to being a part of the team and doing some good things with the guys. I've really been pleased with all the podcasts. They are a tremendous asset, I think, to the blind community as a whole. So, you know, whatever we do, I think will be a great thing and great things to come.
Podcast number 10. It's been, a few hours now since release of podcast number 9. My idea was to come on and tell you a little bit about some changes that have been going on. One, with the addition of
Bill Tillery, the newest team member.
How about that for an appearance, guys?
Yes.
We're glad to have you with us, Bill, because I know you bring a different perspective to the group and the rest of us, where you had to employ the technology in your work in order for you to be able to do the work.
And give us a little background there, Bill. What did you do?
Let's see. I raised goats for 30 years. No, I'm just teasing. Actually, I was in public safety communications for 29 years. I started off as a quote-unquote police dispatcher in 1980 for the city of Auburn. And then in 1987, we became a public safety department. And, of course, from that point on, we had communications, police, fire, and codes enforcement under the public safety umbrella. And in 1994, I became one of the 911 line supervisors, and I filled that capacity until I retired.
So you guys have listened to the Accessibility Moving Forward cast. Can you think of anything? You probably don't want to admit this, but can you think of what was one of your favorite? We would always get into these screwy starts to the podcast. I would be the stupid one, and he'd be the one to try to bail me out of trouble. Enter recording studio, Bill Tillery.
Well. Don't touch it. Don't touch it. Leave it alone.
All right. But I've got to touch it.
Don't touch it. No. Keep your hands off of it.
I need to touch it.
No. Do not touch it.
I'm touching it.
Oh, there you go. Ooh. Again. Ooh. Yeah, see, there you go. Oh, get your hand off your nose. You ought to be ashamed.
Oh. There. How's that? Can you guys think of anything right offhand by listening to the cast? Which things did you like? Which one of our bits did you guys like?
I remember the one that you guys did where you were waiting for something to be delivered and Bill turned out to be the UPS driver.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was from a podcast that we did quite a few years ago, maybe almost 2 years ago. It was called The Nose. So nose like on your face and nose like K-N-O-W-S. And he was delivering a package. It was a dream sequence that I created. And the nose, the dream sequence went like this.
Hello there. You're listening to
Accessibility Moving Forward.
Oh, good.
On our last podcast.
I am going to give you guys a real treat. I'm going to be right on the podcast. I'm going to be putting something up my nose.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to yet again another Accessibility Moving Forward podcast. I'm so excited. We are bringing you this nosecast, but I also want to tell you that waiting for UPS to come and bring my Navage tomorrow. I can't wait to get it in my hands. But until then, I really need to get some sleep. I wonder what the system will look like and what it will be like. We'll know sometime in the afternoon when UPS arrives. Now I just have to get some well-deserved sleep. All this sneezing is driving me crazy. Yes, sleep is what I need. Sleep. Bill, are you the UPS driver for Navage now?
Yes.
What are you doing here? He's sliding a Braille card over to me. It says, this device, batteries installed and fully working. Just press the button. Let's try starting up this Navage unit.
Battery low.
Ah, my goodness, it's working perfectly.
Yes.
And it's starting to drip the saline solution in. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. No, it's too much. It's too much, Bill. Cut it off. Stop it.
I can't wait till Randy drives it up his nasal passage.
Stop waving that thing at my nose. Stop waving that thing at my nose.
Oof, what a dream.
That was one of my favorite bits, and I have received quite a few emails stating that they would really like to hear that. The Navage sequence, believe it or not, guys, was created by a coffee machine. It was a Keurig coffee machine, and I turned the level way up loud to get that effect of the Navage system overflowing into my nose. That was created by a Keurig. We would create these funny bits, and they started off by me proposing an idea to Bill, and then he'd embellish on it and make it, well, better or worse, depending on your point of view. So we had a really good time creating these bits. Another one was we were working with Jeff Thompson, who was delivering candy machines, or selling them, I should say. Mm-hmm. And we created a bit on a candy machine overflowing. I would put the money in, and I wanted candy to dispense, and the candy wouldn't stop dispensing. That was created by a layer of marbles over and over dubbed, maybe I'd say 25 times. And that was the sounds that you heard of the candy machine overflowing. Give this a listen.
Hey, hi, Big R. What are you up to today?
Hi, Bill. I've received this awesome candy machine from our friend Jeff Thomas, and he...
Just Jeff Thompson?
Okay. I've received this awesome candy machine from Jeff Thompson. Thompson. Thomas? Thompson.
Thompson.
Oh, Jeff Thompson. You know, who we have on the podcast, and we know him so well. He's a friend. He's
a real close friend of yours, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Bosom buddies here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we enjoy him so much. And I've received this awesome candy machine. It's really big. Really, really big. And I am looking for the coin slot. It's so heavy and full of luscious candy. And I'm looking for...
Well, first of all, let me say I'm jealous because you got yours before I did, but okay.
It's got it has a candy slot on it, I'm sure, to put coins that I cannot find. I'm looking and looking, and I can't find the doggone slot.
I guess not only did you not know his last name, but you didn't follow his instructions. Once you order the machine and fill it with candy, the candy is free.
It's free?
Free.
Did he
as
load
long
it
as
with
there's candy
then?
In the, as, well, maybe somebody it, did. I don't know, but
it's
if it's
so
full
heavy.
Of candy, it's loaded.
It's so heavy, and it feels like it's loaded.
Well, if you shake it, do you get a rattle? Not your head. The candy.
Okay, all
machine.
Right. Let's see. I'll shake it. Oh, it must be full. It's just rattling like crazy.
Well, then all you have to do is just pull the tab or the slider and get candy, my friend.
All right, let's see. And that's what you're going to do with yours, right? So I'll just pull this lever here.
Yeah.
Good golly.
Okay. That's one slide,
hell.
Okay? So
it's rolling everywhere. Oh, my
God.
Okay,
only one handful at a time, okay?
I run a computer, but apparently I can't run this darn machine because it's just rolling all over the place. Oh, man.
I was afraid of this.
Well,
not a cookie monster, but a candy monster in the house now.
Okay, well, maybe what we should do is get to the show. There's a surprise coming. There is a outtake at the end of the show. Don't go away. You don't want to miss it. It's super fun.
It's always super fun, and we have such great time doing this. On with the show, Big R.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for
starting this again.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for downloading and streaming Accessibility Moving Forward. We have a very special guest on right now, and his name...
Oh, thank you.
We have a special guest right now, and his name is Jeff Thomas, a very good friend. And he is operating the...
back up.
Wait. And he's
Thompson.
Wait. And he's a member of the Blind Utilities podcast, a very good cast. And
Blind Utilities? What?
Yeah, Blind Utilities.
I thought it was Blind... Did you change the name? I thought it was Blind Abilities.
Did I mess up again?
Not you, no. Certainly not. Jeff just shouldn't change the name yet. He didn't realize you wanted him to change the name of his cast.
All right, where did I screw up?
Right after hello.
Oh, hello?
Jeff, would you like to come in and speak with us today, please? and maybe save some of this podcast?
Welcome to Technology Moving Forward. I'm Jeff Thompson. We have Randy Rusnak and Bill Tillery here. How are y'all doing?
Thank you, Jeff.
Seriously, welcome, Jeff. It's really great having you on here, and we're going to have a lot of fun, except for this part that we just did.
That was the fun part.
I even screwed it up. It's not technology moving forward. It's accessibility moving forward.
And I screwed your name up. I said Jeff Thomas.
Thomas.
That's wrong?
You know, it's right. You screwed it up.
It's right that you screwed it up.
Actually, Jeff and I met like 6 years ago at a convention, and ever since then, we've given each other a really bad time. But it's all in fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
Thank you for listening to Accessibility Moving Forward with our special guest from Blind Abilities, Mr. Jeff Thompson. Let's hear a little outtake from you. And then on with the show. Jeff.
They can contact me at info@... Gosh, I can't even
go
think
ahead.
Of my...
It's been so long since anyone's written you, huh?
Yeah, I know. The little dust got to shake the... It's like the...
Plug in the lights, Jeff.
Yeah, it's like playing a Victrola record. info@blindabilities.com. You can get a hold of me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jeff Thompson. No, Jeff, that's my chair. That's my chair. Bill, get him out of there. Looks like this is the end. We are going to have Bill Tillery read copy now. He's very good at what he does. He makes everybody feel welcome. Since you, the listeners, are so good and devoted to listening to this podcast, I would like to have you all pat yourself on the back. Go ahead. Just give yourself a little pat there. Nobody's watching. Nobody's listening. Ah, there you go. See? Nobody's watching. Nobody cares. Kind of makes you feel kind of good, doesn't it? Guide Bill, read the closing copy for us, would you?
Well, that's all for this time around. And as always, Randy and I would like to sincerely thank each and every one of you that take the time to listen to our cast. We'd also really encourage you to contact us if you have suggestions, information, complaints, anything that relates to our podcast to help us make it better. We would sincerely love to hear from you. And if I can find my Braille copy of the end of production, I will give you our contact. Randy. Randy, what are you doing?
You're doing it all
wrong. Randy, don't take that away. Well, I guess I'll have to attempt to do this from muscle memory today. Thanks again, Randy.
Some co-host. Look what I have to work with. Keep listening to our podcast. We like it when you send us mail. Oh, boy.
I just enjoyed, you know, almost all of them, Randy.
That's a cop out.
I remember when we did the successful podcast and devices podcast, that some of our guests, they took their lives in their hands coming on that show with us.
I'm not sure how many of them took us some time because we were pretty crazy, but it was fun.
We were. We just had a lot of fun.
As I say, we have podcasters with the best, the finest people. The most successful, I think, podcast that we did, in fact, I know it was the iPhone podcast that we did back in 2010, and we did the accessibility of the very first iPhone that was accessible to us. That was a 3GS model, and we had fun with that. We had many guest appearances. We had Tony from Blind Treasures. We had Saratech on at that point. Just a number of things. We didn't have Bill then. I think he appeared when I did a pressure cooker demonstration, and he thought it was really great. He didn't really talk then much, but he thought that our demonstrations were very good. Bill came on in, 2000 and... Do you remember, was that podcast number 12?
I don't remember the exact one, Randy. I'd have to do some look. But one of the things I always enjoyed about those podcasts is we never did one that we didn't have fun with.
No, I remember the one of Amazon Smart Oven. That was always a good one because he did a lot with that. And I think him and I purchased one about the same time, and we hashed over a lot of things about that. And of course, he did a lot of work for us on that too. He scanned the manual and helped do some research on it, and we just had a good time with it.
Yeah, I remember I got mine. Let's see, did I get mine first or did he? I think he did. And then he talked about it for maybe, I don't know, 2 or 3 days, and finally I just ordered one. And I'm so glad that I did, because I still like it. And that brings to mind another funny bit. When I told him that I was tired of trying to figure out how to work it with the A-Lady device, I won't mention the A-L-E-X-A name, because that will set off all your devices. but I would, I was going to use the oven, and I couldn't figure it out. This was another bit, of course. And I was watching a Laurel and Hardy bit on TV, an old-time Laurel and Hardy bit. And I came across, he was going to light the gas oven, and I thought, you know, I could turn that into a bit. So I asked Bill if he'd like to be the one to tell me, please don't light the gas oven. And it ended up exploding the whole kitchen. And here's that bit.
Hey, Randy, what are you doing?
I'm going to light the oven.
You don't light this oven. This is a smart oven. You speak to it.
Oh, all right. Oven, make me breakfast. I want marmalade.
Oh, no, no, no. You have to use the A-Lady. No.
Okay, A-Lady, I want marmalade and toast for breakfast.
No, that will not do it either.
Oh, the heck with it. I'm going to use the regular oven. I'm going to light it.
Oh, please don't.
One of the funnier ones, I think. I get asked what the next funny bit was going to be, and I never knew, and neither did he, because when we would start our cast, we would always come up with these really weird bits, and he would just step in and do what he could. One from Accessible Devices was when we were talking about phone accessibility. You remember that one, Parker? Jimsy, the phone representative?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So he would try to sell us anything but an iPhone. It was an Android phone. There was all kinds of things. And this is Jimsy's voice right here, done by yours truly. And here's that bit.
I remember that.
Okay.
What we're trying to get across is that when you go shopping for a cell phone, you really need to be your own accessibility advocate.
We have set up a clip we produced that will hopefully alert you to sound like what kinds of salespeople you might run into.
Hopefully you never run into this guy.
Oh.
Well, unfortunately, he will be quite often the norm that you run into in a store, because he's out there, he or she is out there to make a sale. They're not out there to assist you in really acquiring what you need to be successful in the cell or mobile phone market. So you're going to hear an individual who's really right down the line in most cell phone stores, I'm afraid. And it's unfortunate that it's this way, but it's always been this way, because the market is what can I sell and what will you buy, even to the point of contract, which you will hear at one point. And I think it will more than adequately exhibit or display what we're talking about when you hear this clip.
It's sort of intimidation factoring in there a little bit, as you'll hear from our good friend, the salesman, Jimsy, he likes to be called. So we'll go ahead and run that clip.
Wow, dude, would you look at the store? It's like the Mag, man.
Do you suppose we might be able to get a phone that we could actually use like the rest of the people do?
And I just want a phone that's accessible.
I don't care for big time. I don't
earning bread. I'm getting along very well, doing just like I am.
Oh, yeah, customer, spend the money. Spend the money. Oh, whoa. Hi there, sir. My name is Jim. You can just call me Jimsy.
Are we at the counter?
This is the AC&C store. Are you looking for, like, a McDonald's or
something? Yeah, we want to find a talking cell phone.
A phone, huh? Oh, yes. Well, would you like a smartphone, a dumb phone, a flip phone, an iPhone, an Android phone? What can we do for you today?
No, man, we want an iPhone with voiceover is what we need.
A talking phone, yes, some voiceover. Oh, you don't need voiceover. You don't need voiceover at all. You see, these phones, they have buttons on them. You just push them, and they talk. They have voice dialing. Yeah, that's what you want, voice dialing. Here, you know, just take this phone. Feel it. Feel it in your hand here. Here, just put your hands on this phone here, sir. Put your hands on this phone.
No, man, I don't want this big honking phone. I want something I can use. I want an iPhone.
Doesn't that have a nice feel to it? Here, feel that. Yeah. No. There's a button right there you just push, and it'll call anybody. Anybody for you. That's all you need. That's what you need. Yeah, let's get you signed right up here, sir. Let's get you signed right up here, hon. Would you like a 1-year contract, 2-year contract? I'll take the 2 there better. Of course, you don't want texting because you won't be able to text on this, but you could talk. Remember I told you you could talk? You could talk on this phone. Oh, wait a minute now. Maybe your friends would like texting. Yeah. Oh, how about if you've got a lot of friends, you can have unlimited texting. Yeah. Here, sign right here.
I guess maybe this is what we need. At least that's what he says. So I guess we go ahead and get this.
I guess I'll go for the 2-year contract as well and sign my life away. Gee, I hope it'll call my mom.
Very good. 2-year contract.
I'm getting along very well, doing just like I am.
I'm still laughing.
Bill and I always had the same basic tastes. He would get an AirPod Max. I would get one. He got the smart oven. I'd get one. He had other devices. I ended up getting an Apple Watch, and he would either have something that I wanted, or I would have something he would want. He never did get a rowing machine, but he did one of the funnier bits that we did was the rowing machine. I don't know if you guys remember that one. The bit that we did was I had a motor bolted onto the back of my Concept 2 rowing machine, and I was rowing across. Dan, you remember that one?
Yeah, I remember that one. I always wondered how you got that motor engine sound on that Concept 2.
It was a flywheel, kind of a motor sound, and I would run that, and I had a pack of playing cards in my hand that I would fan back and forth. Maybe I did it like 5 times, and I overdubbed that, so that was the, you know, sound. I would create these bits, and they took hours to put together, you guys. Hours. People don't realize that when you do casts, the funny bits that were created literally took sometimes hours to create. I'd create them and he would wreck them.
Those bits you guys did, that's what brought a lot of personality to your podcast. And that's why I always loved listening to it, because it wasn't like all the other ones. It was very unique and very funny and very comedic. And I love that about
and very strange.
Welcome to Accessibility Moving Forward. All right. We'll be with you in a minute. Take your place, Bill. Here we go. This is the last podcast Bill and I would ever make together.
Oh, wait, I hear something coming. It's getting closer. Oh, my. You, Randy, what are you doing? You would not believe this, people.
Hey, Bill.
No. Randy, is that really you?
Yeah, can you believe what I've done?
I can believe most anything you've done, but I don't know if I can believe it. It looks like... is that a motor you have on the back of that piece of equipment, Randy? I mean, it looks like something that you would build from maybe 3 pots and a pan and a large spoon, but it's making all of this terrible. What is that, Randy?
Well, that's my motor. And hello, everybody. It's my motor that I've got hooked up to my Concept 2 Model D. And I think the D stands for dandy, because it's a dandy motor that I've got. And I don't use my arms for the rowing machine. I thought it'd be better that I would put this Concept 2 in a tank of water, which it is. And I'm using my motor to power the machine, but I have to pull the rope in order to get my stroke rate up and push the machine along at the same time. So that's what I've done. I love the way the new look is now. You won't have this on your machine. But
were you drowned as a child? Is that what happened to you?
No, people wanted me to drown as a child, but I lived.
You took a perfectly fine, accessible concept Model 2D.
And put a motor on it.
Put it in a tank of water. So what do you do with your arms after you pull the start cord on this? If you want to call it a motor, okay. I
leave them in the water, and then I push as well to get that momentum going even faster. You wouldn't believe what I'm capable of. You just wouldn't believe it. So, anyway, guys, there is room for one more.
One more what?
One more person if they want to be on the back of this thing while I drive.
No way.
Yeah.
No.
You want to come
no,
with me?
No. Wanna... No. 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 I...
Well, anybody want to come along with a big... And
just do me a favor.
Anything for you, Bill.
I know it's cold in Lake Superior. Would you take it about 20 miles out and head due north and tell me how it works?
You mean how I'm capable?
I want you to take it out of that tank of water.
Yeah.
And I want you to take that perfectly fine new concept.
It's not new anymore.
No, certainly not. Not after what you've done to it. But anyway.
It's kind of weather beaten.
Weather beaten?
Yeah.
I think it's kind of Randy beaten.
It is. It is. Well, if anybody wants to come along, you can reach us at reachingamf@gmail.com.
I'm not sure we'll answer.
We'll try to book you in.
Yeah. Or you can also call 218-209-2133. That's 218-209-2133.
And you know what? We did the opening and the closing at the same time.
Aren't we good?
Yeah, but we're going to end another closing, too, if I make it through this water.
If you make it through, it's not you I'm concerned with.
You're not concerned with me at all.
No, I am not. I think you have reached the outer limits.
Enjoy the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. And here is the real Bill Tillery doing it straight.
I don't think I can.
Oh, yes, you can. Listen to this.
Enjoy this podcast. This is a great demonstration, by the way, that Randy's doing for us.
When you mentioned you guys would get one and the other one would buy it, I was in that loop too because
sure you were. Of course you were.
You and Bill were responsible for me spending a lot of money. Amazon loved me.
I feel your pain, Terry. I'm feeling that effect now. I'm working with them.
Oh yeah, you got to get this. He says you really need it. Yeah.
But one thing that I always say in the podcast. Go ahead, Terry, and then I'll do a disclaimer here.
The iWatch was another one that Bill kept talking to me. Finally, I got it. And I had it for about a year and a half and gave it to my son. So, but anyway.
Yeah. But I always tell people, and I still tell them, you know, I show these products, number one, for accessibility, even though they weren't built for it, they're used by people who need accessible products. And they're as simple as an apple peeler, to as advanced as an ice maker or something that you normally don't see that just happens to be accessible, or even a rowing machine. I've had people come to me asking for advice. Do you have such and such a product, and how is it for accessibility? And I would talk with people for, you know, sometimes an hour at a time, not to try to convince them of their accessibility, but try to explain to them why they should have this machine, either to get them healthier or to have things accessible. And people would make charts up for these items and send them along to various people who listen to the podcast.
When we started Accessible Devices, that was the whole concept that Terry originally came up with, was getting the word out on all these things that were accessible. People didn't realize it.
Mm-hmm. And it still happens today, Parker. There are people that don't to this day know that there are soon coming to NLS Braille displays that you can order to read books with Braille displays. Different types of book services that you can get, many different items that people still don't know about. And we still preach the word of accessibility here.
And there's new apps and stuff always coming out, you know, for accessibility for, you know, the iPhone and now Android are expanding. It's really quite a thing because there's, you know, different ones I've used. It comes in pretty handy. You lay down markers and stuff and know where your front door is and some of these apps and for directions and stuff, they're getting great. And you can find your way around malls, shopping malls and different things.
Terry and I, and, you know, Parker to this day, just we keep in touch and we talk about things that are really very cool. And we talk about, you know, why you might want to get them, including TVs that talk now. And Dan, you came on board when we got into Clubhouse, and I'd asked you, did you like to carry on the tradition? And he got up off the floor after fainting.
Well, poor guy. I feel sorry for him.
Keep in mind that. Since the early days when I got my first iPod.
Yeah, talk about
that. I started off back in 2005 with the, I think it was the iPod Video with my first Apple device. And that's when I started listening to a lot of podcasts, mainly This Week in Tech and other mainstream podcasts. But then eventually when I lost my vision, I started listening to more podcasts relating to the blind community. And that's when I started listening to Accessible Devices. And I remember that episode with Jimsy. And that was the first episode I listened to. And then when Accessibility Moving Forward came around, I started listening to that one more. Sadly, I don't remember a lot of the episodes, but I know that's one thing I loved about that podcast was the comedic, the funny aspect you added. And just you made it so personal and so comedic that that was one of my favorites.
Honestly, I want to really thank all of you guys who are listening to the podcasts and trusting in what we have to say. When Bill started to get ill, and my workflow was just tremendous at the time. I do work for a company that works with low vision and blind students as well as people with other disabilities. And so I was just booked solid from February. February was the last cast that I did with Bill of 2021 when we did the concept roar, and that got away from me and sailed up to Canada.
And it got lost, actually.
It got lost. And then I found my way back, and then Dan picked me up. So from February on up to November, we didn't cast. Because I was looking for a co-host at the time. I remember Bill told me, he said, maybe you should get another host because, you know, I'm getting older and I don't keep up with tech. And I thought in the back of my head, the heck you don't. Something else is really going on and I never did get to the bottom of it until later. But he wanted to step down and I wouldn't let him. I wouldn't let him step down. I said, man, you're really the best. He kept on going as long as he could or as long as I could. And as I said, work was taking up all of my time then. So, as a result, we try to get one out every month or every 3 weeks. I know Daniel, he's very busy. He works for the government. So he's got to keep up. Well, it's okay. He doesn't judge.
No.
So we try to get one up, you know, every so often. And what I wanted to tell you guys that I really thank you for listening and trusting the things that we talk about and emailing and the whole thing. We just think you guys are the greatest out there for putting up with some of this stuff. So you're hearing this kind of straight now. You're not hearing us as we put together our goofy bits, but there are more to come. So thanks for the tweets and the emails and everything. So let's talk about you guys. So what are you into these days, Terry and Parker? What's going on with you?
Well, we're into the same old thing, you know, the VIP Conduit website.
So tell everybody about this site.
It's one of the nicest chat sites on the internet, of course. We're a little partial, but, you know, we have a good time. We have live music on Wednesday nights, and we have a lot of blind entertainers that come in and perform live, and some will play their own MP3 recordings of songs they've done, and we have many events, musical events, and we have a cooking event. We have several things going on. It's, you know, and we're a chat site, and we do a lot of chatting, just sit around and swap lies, you know?
We've also got quite a few things. If you go to www.vipconduit.com, we have a cookbook that our members have put together, a lot of them. And there's a lot of really good recipes in there, and they are so that they're very easy to read. They're very accessible. There's that word again.
Yeah, and you guys don't like do cookbooks on air frying or Instapots and stuff, do you?
Yeah, we have a.
Oh, you do?
We have
of course. Oh my gosh! Recipe. Oh,
We got several hundred recipes in our air fryer category.
That was a lead in, by the way. I know all about the cookbook.
And, I see you something up here.
Okay. I didn't, but now I know, and I'm going to go get it.
Well, yeah, and then we've got, if you're looking for your resources, we've got a sort of called items of interest, where we have a couple thousand links to all different places on the internet. If you're looking for stuff, it's a good place to go look.
If you can't find it, you can find it there.
And that'd be about right.
Even the podcast, Accessibility Moving Forward, you can find that on there.
Yeah, that is really cool. It's been sought after, and I drop it in so that Terry can, maybe you can explain how that part's done.
We have a Dropbox folder that we share amongst a lot of people. It's called a VIP box. It's not really affiliated with a site. It's a box I set up. Visually impaired person is what this means, but it kind of goes with the VIP conduit, which is what is this? Yeah, I guess that's what set out to mean. Okay, but anyway, people put files in there they want to share. And what I do, I put them up on the server so they don't take up a lot of room. And that way I can put a lot of files in there. You just click on it. It's a shortcut. It'll download many things. We have podcasts up there. We have Mar has her country music radio program she puts out every week. I put that in there. And a lot of times there's books. There's... there is a thing. If you cut things out and delete them, you're liable to be removed. But
it's funny. The site states that if you delete any of the files that people have access to, you will be removed. And I mean it.
But anyway, it's really neat. There's like I say, there's books and there's we just lost a fellow here not long ago, Hargis Pig Robbins. He's a great keyboard player. He's played for just about every country music artist out there. And he just passed away, and he was a great member of the site. And matter of fact, they're having a celebration of life at the Country Music Hall of Fame there in Nashville today for him. And he was, 83 or 84?
84, I think.
Yeah. So, and he just, I think the last work he did was just probably 6-8 months ago, Connie Smith, I'm sorry. And he's worked with Dolly Parton and many other artists. I mean, it's probably easier to mention the people that he hasn't worked with than it is the ones he has.
To join your site, do you guys have a membership, or how does that work?
We do actually. We have two levels. We have a supporting membership, which is $20 a year. Since obviously, when you've got a website on the internet, there are costs involved.
Oh yeah.
And for $20 a year, you get full access to everything. We have a guest membership, which is about, it gets about 50% of the site that they can access, and which is, they can do without having to spend any money. But we got a lot of things, and we share a lot of information and back and forth with each other. We generally just have a lot of fun. And this center stage event that we have on Wednesday night is really, really fun, and you can't find better entertainment. In any place in the country for two couple of hours. These people are professionals, and they do a fantastic job of entertaining you with their music and stuff. We just really enjoy that event.
And as far as putting our podcast up there, these types of things are service-oriented, because there are some people that just don't want to
figure out how to download casts using aggregators. They just want to find the good material. I don't know why we're up there, but they just want to be able to click on it and listen to all the hopefully the good information that you can glean from it. And the fun, they can realize Dan and I have a lot of fun doing stuff. So I encourage you to check them out and see what you think.
You're always fun to listen to, Randy.
Go ahead. Sorry, say again, Parker, first.
I said you're always fun to listen to.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, yeah. And I'll mention also, you can get a three-year membership for $50. So you get $10 off. So,
ooh, that's pretty good. Mm. And isn't it true that
The age of 85?
Oh, no, I wasn't thinking of that.
Oh, okay, well, if you're over the age of 85, you're free.
Ooh, that's pretty cool.
So, Randy, you're coming up on that soon.
I'm coming up there. not quite, but yeah.
You told me you were 45.
Yeah, well, you know, I do lie a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dan, you haven't learned that yet?
No.
He will.
He will. He'll learn. And we go back, like Parker and I and Terry, we go back to like, oh my God, to 2008 or something like that. A lot of years.
Well,
anyway.
Yeah, more than that. We go back.
Yeah, I'd say 2004, 2005.
We've known each other for years.
Yeah, we started out with For the People and just carried it on from there. I remember one time, I think it was Parker or one of the guys, or maybe even somebody else, I'm not really sure. So that shows my age. I just can't remember. But a lot of years under the bridge. And somebody asked me, so you got a pressure cooker, huh? I said, yep. How do you like it? I like it a lot. I bet you can't demonstrate it. I said, I bet I can. So that was my first submission to these guys, or for them. I'm not sure which. And
yeah,
then
I remember that.
Do you?
Yeah.
I still have it.
Actually, Parker and I started, it was Parker's idea, but we started over on For the People website first, and it was just a chat room deal where everybody would come in, talk about the items they purchased and how accessible they were. And then it kind of graduated from there over to the VIPconduit.com website. And then we decided, I think it was after Randy came in with us, that we decided to go podcast.
We had to.
Part of the reason we went podcast was because we were getting guests that were in other time zones. Like, remember that guy we had from Israel?
Oh yeah.
We had a heck of a time working that one out.
Yeah, that was that little round thing that it was a...
Voicemate, wasn't it?
Voicemate, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Recording device, which was pretty slick.
Yeah,
and, I have one of those.
When it was a live show on VI over on For the People, it was the getting of people working that time zone thing. That was a nightmare.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So going to a podcast simplified that immensely.
Yeah, it really did. Honestly, we thought that we were doomed for failure, that our podcast wouldn't be a success. Now we know it isn't.
Well, I would have to give you a lot of credit, Randy, because it was a lot of your recording skills and your sound skills that mm-hmm. made it work.
That's for sure. Yeah, I hate to do it, but we got to give him the credit.
Well, yeah. it is kind of hard, but we do have to give him credit.
I also want to drop in here something that Bill and I did. I just thought of it, and I'd like to play it for you now. This is when we started working with the radio station, was carrying our show. You guys remember 95 The Mix?
Oh yeah.
Okay, yeah, Derek. So, Derek Barnes.
Derek Barnes. And I still talk with Derek. I still tweet with him. And we did this bit. Bill and I did a bit on, and I'd always tease Bill. I'd always tease him that we would, I would, you know, for being Southern, and we would do these crazy little bits, and one of them I can particularly remember that I have in the archives, which I'll play for you next, is I titled it Bill, Teach Me How to Speak Southern. You guys remember that bit?
I do remember, yeah.
So we'll play that one for you next, and Bill actually took me through the steps of speaking Southern, and here it is.
We over the years we had a lot of fun with Bill. You know, well, we had fun with each other. Bill was the major part of it.
Yeah, he was.
I always enjoyed Bill's stories about, you know, when he worked with his dad in the carnivals and stuff like that, and he had so much some really good experiences, and also when his job and some of the things he went through, and they were pretty funny, but he's an enjoyable guy to be around.
Bill was a fun guy.
I don't have any of those stories, but yeah, I do remember him talking about it. So between that and all the trivia, hope you guys enjoyed this podcast to honor Mr. Bill Tillery, and we'll be back again with more stuff. And Parker and Terry, wow, this is amazing stuff that we have dredged up, and thanks for being on the cast.
Thanks for having us, Randy.
Yeah, thanks for having us. We definitely enjoyed it.
The good thing about it is that they won't remember any of this stuff by tomorrow. So
thanks for putting up with us, Dan.
That's okay. It was actually wonderful to hear funny stories about Bill. Sadly, I never got a chance or the honor of meeting him in person, but hearing you guys' stories, it shows me he was an amazing guy, and sadly, he will be missed.
Now, you guys did, Dan, you did talk to him on Clubhouse, didn't you? I'm sure you did.
Nope. I only talked to you, I believe.
Oh, well.
I feel sorry for you.
Me too.
If I did, it was probably very vague, very quick, and my memory's not that great either. And so, but yeah, it's sad, but oh well. Just hearing the stories you guys were talking about him, it gives me an idea of the kind of person he was.
Yeah.
It was great meeting you, Dan.
Likewise.
Yeah, it was nice meeting you, Dan.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Oh, shut up, Randy.
On behalf of Randy Resnack and myself, this is Daniel Gerva saying thank you for joining us on this episode of Accessibility Moving Forward. We always appreciate it when you send us your suggestions or comments, so feel free to reach out to us via email at reachingamf4u@gmail.com. Again, that's reachingamf, the number 4, the letter U, at gmail.com. Or you can leave us a voicemail at 218-209-2133. Again, that is 218-209-2133. As always, you, our listeners, are the most important part of this podcast. It would not be worth doing this without you. Thanks again, and join us on the next episode of Accessibility Moving Forward.
Oh, shut up.